Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Desperately seeking gaze in Hull. This is my column for the Country Squire magazine of 21st of April 2023, and I have to point out that the title was not my original title, that was given to it by the editor, Dom Whiteman. Now that I'm retired and have endless leisure time, I can do crazy things like visit art galleries in the morning. Here in Kingston-upon-Hull, we are certainly not spoilt for choice. We have a single gallery in town, therefore one visit goes a long way. The Ferns Art Gallery is in the old town of Hull, and we have had some notable paintings on display. There was once a Hockney triptych, the Turner Prize exhibits during our year of culture, and at the time of writing, we have an exhibit about Tutankhamun. Don't get too excited about the last one, it's an exhibit of reproduced artefacts, but it is nevertheless interesting. The most fascinating thing was to discover that these reproductions are held by an historical society in Hull. On the way in, I noticed a notice with the ubiquitous LGBTQ plus flag on it. Being a non-judgmental and inclusive kind of chap, I read it and learned that I could follow the Ferns Art Gallery LGBTQ plus gallery trail, which, according to the website, highlights queer narratives in the gallery's collection, all designed to get you thinking and chatting about art, identity, gender and sexuality. Expecting to be faced with a deluge of gay flag stickers around the gallery and to learn something such as so-and-so was gay or such-and-such a piece of art is a metaphor for gay sex, that kind of thing, I was somewhat underwhelmed. I was under the impression that the world of art was a hotbed of homosexual activity, but the gallery only managed to drum up 7 examples of pieces of art relevant to LGBTQ plus people, and even here there's a problem, only 2 of them were gay. 2 were mythical figures. One was a depiction by Antonio Maria Maragliano, who lived from 1664 to 1739, of Hercules, who, in addition to not existing, was less than convincing in his mincing. He had relationships with women, which we can only assume, him being Hercules and all, were sexual, but he also had relationships with men for whom he professed his love. There's not a shred of evidence that these were of a sexual nature. A depiction of Jupiter and Ganymede by Jacob de Witt, who lived from 1695 to 1754, is alleged of homosexual undertones. Jupiter spotted Ganymede, a handsome chap on Earth, transformed himself into an eagle and took Ganymede away to take a closer look at him. The story originally had no sexual connotations. These were later interpretations by Greek philosophers, of course, and in common with Hercules, neither Jupiter nor Ganymede ever existed either. A painting of St. Sebastian by Nicholas Rainier, born around 1591 and died in 1667, having his arrows removed by 2 women, also brandished the LGBTQ plus flag. Apparently he's a queer icon, and according to Wikipedia, which drives the editor round the bend as a source I know, this is due to the combination of his strong, shirtless physique, the symbolism of the arrows penetrating his body, and the countenance of rapturous pain. But he was not gay either. Painting by Bloomsbury Set member Roger Fry, 1866 to 1834, of his son is an excuse retrospectively to portray him as a proud ally of the LGBTQ plus community because he hung about with people in the Bloomsbury group of both sexes who had same-sex relationships. I guess on that basis this makes me a proud ally of the LGBTQ plus community, except I'm not. I just don't pry into anyone's sexual preferences and try to accept people as they are. The next example really did scrape the wood at the bottom of the barrel, a marble statue of St. Joan of Arc saying farewell to her flock of sheep when she heard the call to go and save France from us, as a challenge to gender stereotypes because she later wore male clothing. The fact that she wore male clothing to join the French army and risk her life in battle rather than enter the local drag king competition is somewhat glossed over. On display there are paintings by 2 actual gay artists, Rosa Bonheur, 1822 to 1899, who lived defiantly with her female partners, and Duncan Grant, 1885 to 1978, who was bisexual. These were accompanied by some blurb about being your authentic self and discrimination, which simply got in the way of the fact that they were both extremely good painters of wildlife and post-impressionist scenes respectively. but all power to whoever put this trail together. I may sound disparaging, but I followed it and learned something. I love being retired.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.